Joy Nelson has two passions, 1880s history and horses.
I was horse crazy from the time I could talk, and I've just always been Western, always been horsey, always been outdoors. My parents actually have the old movies. They're trying to dress me up like the little girl I'm supposed to be, but I've got my cowboy boots and my cowboy hat on and my holsters on riding this rocking horse, even with my dress on.
It's that love of horses that led Nelson to move from Watertown to the country. The 50-something real estate broker bought the land in 1989 and started transforming it.
So I moved in an old barn and an old granary, and that's as much as I got done that winter. The next spring, I built my house, put up the fences, and started to bring the horses to the ranch. And about every year or so after that, I added a new project, you know, the indoor arena, another machine shed building to store the buggies and tractors.
While she bought the land to have horses, Joy Nelson soon began hosting horse events, church and civic functions, and even handy riders, which is designed for people with disabilities.
Knowing how they all felt about it, I could see how much they enjoyed it out here. And I understood the magic that happens between horses and disabled children. And so I started to think this needed to be shared, and that I didn't need to have all this for just myself.
That's how the idea and conversations began to gift her land to Lutheran Outdoors and create a camp for families with a member with special needs. Nelson says there are 20,000 families in the region that could benefit from this camp. It took 9 years of planning and building and fundraising before the first campers arrived this summer and stepped back in time. Joy Nelson still lives in her house, but now she has her own 1880s town. Main Street on Joy Ranch is a replica town with a country doctor, a saloon called the Thirsty Boot, and bunkhouses. There's even a church on a nearby hill. Horses and buggies are commonplace through these parts, and so are smiles and giggles on faces that are often etched with fear of trying new things. While it's old-fashioned on the outside, it's state-of-the-art, handicapped accessible on the inside. There are wheel-in showers, and everything is spaced properly for wheelchairs, but the decor is purely from another time. Down the hill from the country church is a lake with canoes and paddle boats and a pontoon. Kimberly Wells follows her son Brian, where he takes off on a pontoon ride with his father and other campers.
I don't think we would have ever been able to send Brian to a camp with other youths because we're kind of overprotective and he has special needs.
The six-week summer session at Joy Ranch includes camps for families, grandparents, teen missions, and children with special needs. But this week is specifically for families with any member with a disability. It's called We Get It Camp. Wells says for her, it's a chance to connect with other parents who know and understand what parents like her go through every day.
We just feel totally relaxed being around the other families that have children with special needs because they know what we go through, you know, every day to do what we can for our children and to make it the best that we can for them. And they all relate and understand, you know, what those struggles can be sometimes.
For her son Brian, who has Down syndrome, she says it's all about trying new things. Wells says their needs are met before they even ask. She says that rarely happens for them. It's those needs that keep the staff at the Bible camp constantly planning. Kyle Deberton is the director of Joy Ranch. He says since it's the first summer, the staff has to be flexible and approach every day as unique because each family is unique.
When we're planning a picnic, you got to make sure, we got good shade, and if we have a couple folks in wheelchairs, so let's just make sure that it's comfortable for people and space and availability. And Joy Ranch has it. It was built that way. There's plenty of space.
Deberton says what's most important, though, is to give families time together and remove some of their everyday stresses. Jessica Malsom came to camp with her parents, Conrad and Jackie.
We never let her out of our sight, basically.
The Malsoms are from Hosmer. Jackie says they're the only family in town with a special needs child. Jessica is 14 and has a genetic disorder. She is also developmentally delayed and has diabetes.
And usually she's such an introvert, just wants to sit in the house in her safe zone. But that's one thing since we've been here, she hasn't sat down. She wants to go, go, go. There's times we wanted to take a 5-minute break, and we could take a 5-minute break, but Jessica, she's been on the move the whole time.
Jello.
Oh, tell them about the Jello.
Mass?
Nylons over their face. Mass? They had to suck some Jello through their mouth, through the nylon to see who could win.
We've never seen that before.
Can you do that at home?
Was it crazy?
Joy Ranch is open year-round for retreats, weddings in the country church, and even family reunions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland, near Watertown.